Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow, 10:26. Pretoria, 11:30. And Mbombela, 14:29.
On the roads, there's been an accident on the N1 South between Allendale Road exit and the Buccleuch interchange. The traffic is backed up from Willifantsfontein Road. You can also expect slow-moving traffic in central Joburg, and that's on the M1 South as you head towards the Crown interchange.
In your sport headlines, Munster lock Erges Neyman ready to face the Bulls in the URC tomorrow, and Beijing half marathon runners stripped of their medals after controversial finish.
Three suspects have been arrested in KwaZulu-Natal for the killing of Randwater executive Teboho Jwala and his bodyguard. The victims were fatally shot during a back-to-school event in Zakaria Park, south of Johannesburg, in January. Police spokesperson Brenda Muridili says the trio will appear in the Protea Magistrates Court on Monday.
The team, which is inclusive of the Provincial Crime Detection Tracking Team, as well as Tactical Response Team, traced the first suspect and arrested him on the 18th of April 2024 while on his way from KwaZulu-Natal to Gauteng. Upon questioning him, two more suspects were traced to their hiding place in KZN, where they were also apprehended.
A request for legal assistance by the former National Assembly Speaker, Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula, has caused friction in the Ministry of Defence and Military Veterans. Modise, the minister there, rapped the head of legal services in the Defence Force, General Eric Mnisi, over the knuckles for allegedly actioning the request by Modise's predecessor without approval. Mapisa-Nqakula wrote to the department to request assistance with her legal representation in the multi-million rand corruption case against her. Modise spokesperson Amos Paho says while the minister applies her mind to the request, she's ordered a probe into Mnisi's conduct.
General Mnisi's handling of the matter without following existing protocols is tantamount to disrespect of executive authority in the Department of Defense. The minister has instructed the Secretary of Defense, Dr. Gamede, to look into General Mnisi's handling of the matter from an administrative and process point of view, as there are protocols that must be followed for such requests.
Then to election news, the EFF leader Julius Malema says his party is open to have a conversation with all parties regarding the formation of a coalition government after the May 29 elections. Malema was engaging journalists today on the party's elections campaign and is adamant that the ANC is unlikely to get a majority at the polls.
There's no way the ANC is going to get a majority in Gauteng. And we are prepared to talk to them, talk to the IFP, talk to everyone, including the DA. We want to prioritize the citizens more than our ideological differences.
And moving abroad to the world's largest elections. For the next 6 weeks, 968 million registered voters in India will be taking to the polls, and a local political analyst believes that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is all but assured of securing an unprecedented third term in office. I'm back with more news at 6. I'm Marlene Fouchier for Jacaranda FM News.
Get home to more music you love. Sign up now at superbets.co.za and get 100 free spins. Bet, spin, play, win. T's and C's apply. Superbets promotes responsible gaming. 18 plus only. National Problem Gaming Hotline. 0800 006 008.